Every few years, Haines officials decide whether to allow helicopter skiing in new areas of the Chilkat Valley. It's usually a contentious process where residents debate the economic benefits of heliskiing versus impacts on residents and wildlife. Now, local decision makers will have concrete wildlife data to use when developing heliski policy. State biologists created models to predict whether a given area is critical mountain goat or brown bear habitat. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologists who did this research want to be clear on one thing. These studies are not about whether helicopters disturb wildlife. That research has already been done, and it shows mountain goats and bears are affected by helicopter noise, and the disturbance happens during the winter, the most precarious time of the year for wildlife.
If animals are right on the edge already, any amount of disturbance or displacement may actually have some meaningful effects on the animal's reproduction or survival.
That's biologist Kevin White. He started this research in 2010, so his department would have more definitive information when weighing in on Haines heliskiing decisions. The goal was to create a map of Chilkat Valley mountain goat habitat.
You can see that mountain goats have a really specific preference for certain places on the landscape. They definitely aren't using the landscape at random.
White spoke to Haines residents in September. He showed how he tracked critical winter goat habitat on area mountain ranges. He put GPS collars on about 70 animals and conducted aerial surveys. Chilkat Valley mountain goats show lots of variety in where they spend the winter. That's because the climate here is transitional between coastal and interior. Climate affects mountain snowpack. Goats will go to higher elevations if the snow is light and easy to forage in. If the snow is heavy and hard to move through, goats go to lower elevations.
So just within the Haines area, we see animals exhibiting three different wintering strategies.
White found that 25% of area goats winter at high elevations, 34% at medium elevations, and 41% at low elevations. Using the location data he collected, White came up with a model you can use to predict whether a certain area is likely winter goat habitat.
And then ultimately, we can predict across the landscape where mountain goat habitat is. We can overlay on top of that proposed helicopter or land management zones to be able to determine what kind of impact that might have on mountain goats.
Mountain goats aren't the only animals living in places also used as local heliski terrain. Brown bears create winter dens high in the Chilkat Valley Mountains. In 2015, wildlife biologist Anthony Krupe started a study of brown bear denning sites in the Haines area. The study consisted mostly of aerial surveys. Krupe says if bears are disturbed while hibernating, it can have serious consequences on their survival.
They basically go into a den and shut down most of their bodily functions. Disturbance during this time period has the potential for a large energetic effect.
Krupe spotted 90 dens in the mountains between Haines and the Canadian border. Most of them fell between 1,500 and 3,500 feet. The mean elevation was 2,500 feet.
Bears are very specific to where they locate their dens.
He used those data points to develop a model that predicts bear denning habitat. Then he mapped the high probability den habitat and compared that to currently permitted heliski areas. 27% of dens were in heliski areas. Krupe looked at helicopter GPS data from 2011 and found that 15% of prime denning habitat overlaps areas with intense helicopter activity. So there are definitely areas where heliskiing and wildlife overlap. Here's White.
And those are places where the hardest decisions need to be made. Those are places that have the highest conservation concern.
And those decisions are going to be up to the Haines Assembly. Earlier this year, efforts to review map amendment requests were derailed by conflict of interest concerns and the fact that these wildlife studies weren't yet complete. Now the Assembly is holding hearings on a new process to review proposed heliski map changes. It will send the requests to two committees first, and get input from agencies like Fish and Game. Fish and Game will use these newly minted habitat models in its feedback. But how heavily to weigh wildlife habitat in map decisions is ultimately up to the 6 elected officials on the Haines Assembly. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.